Krista Detour will be bringing her A Traveler in Winter concert into Covington's Carnegie Theater at 8 o'clock Friday night, December 12th. Special guests that evening will be the Troubadours of Divine Bliss, Joe Crookston, plus Mockro and the Lady Slippers. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Krista.
Hi. It's great to be here.
You're a singer-songwriter, and you've performed with lots of well-known musicians like the Neville Brothers and Suzanne Vega. Tell us how you got into music and when you began writing songs.
I started playing piano when I was 7 and started taking piano lessons. I wrote my first song when I was 14, played in rock and roll bands when I was in high school, and then I went to college and got a degree in music in classical piano performance. So I was writing basically from the time that I was 14 until now.
And how did you hook up with all these different musicians?
Well, I've been on the road for a little while, so I've met some people along the way. Joe Crookston, among them. He's a wonderful folk performer. The Troubadours of Divine Bliss are out of Cincinnati, and so is Ma Crow, and I was introduced to them, the Troubadours, and had heard them, of course, before because they're terrific. And then I had heard Ma Crow and the Lady Slippers by way of the Women's Way organization. We're big fans of them.
Tell us more about Joe Crookston.
Well, let's see. Joe is out of Ithaca, New York, and he's kind of a rising star on the folk scene. He is a kind of a really traditional folk player with some really, really great songs, awesome stage presence, and kind of amazing charisma, and really a great guy to be around. He's a real good friend of mine.
Are your songs being performed by other musicians?
Yeah, along the way, I've had a handful of different people perform my songs. I've had choral groups do them in the U.S. and in England. I write for other people also, and I'm currently writing for one of the Teatro Sanzani circus theater shows called Gangsters of Love, and I write for musical theater as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about musical theater. You've been involved in historical musical theater. What does that encompass?
Well, I was involved initially, I've been involved in a few kind of musical theater projects that have some historical bearing, but the first one was called Wilderness Plots, which was based on the book by Scott Russell Sanders, who's a Mark Twain Award winner, and was recently inducted into the American College of Arts and Letters. It's about the settlement of the Ohio River Valley, and 5 singer-songwriters got together, and we each wrote songs based on chapters of Scott's book, and which became a PBS special, then became a CD, and then became a stage show, and then was eventually Emmy-nominated. That was the first of my collaborative ventures. I've been involved in a couple more since, including the Darwin Songhouse in Shrewsbury, England, which is a song celebrating Charles Darwin, and then The Breeze Bends the Grass, which is an original musical theater piece of mine, with my collaborator, Arbutus Cunningham, about women artists at the turn of the 20th century.
Tell us about your collaboration with students at the American Embassy School in India. That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, that was really fun. I did a musical theater piece with the kids at the American Embassy School based on a book called The Song Lines, which was written by an anthropologist about the Aboriginal notion that all of the outback of Australia is mapped in song. But it was based on the book, and it was called If You Ever Leave. And it was essentially these kids that are part of the American Embassy School that have moved their entire lives, wrote a musical theater piece about them, with them, about what home means to them and how you find home. And so in the musical theater piece, they found home by way of song.
You recently released a new CD, a new solo CD, the first in 4 years, called Flat Earth Diary. Where did the name come from?
I was writing it when I was on a sailboat with some friends in the North Channel of Lake Huron in Canadian waters. And I looked out over the vast horizon, and when you're out on big water like that and you don't see any land, you don't really have any proof that the Earth is round. So I thought to myself, it's conceivable that the Earth is flat. I can't do the math that proves that the Earth is round. And Photoshop, even though I've seen pictures of the round Earth, I thought, when it comes down to it, things are pretty much as we believe them to be. So in those minutes on that boat, I believe that the Earth is flat. So I call it Flat Earth Diary.
And who are some of the musicians who are helping you out on it?
One of the greatest bass players of all time, Victor Wooten, plays in a couple of songs. Ariel Horowitz, who is at Juilliard studying with Isaac Perlman, plays violin all over it. Dina Al-Safar from a band called Salam, celebrated Middle Eastern Iranian band, also plays on it. Gads of people, I couldn't even name them all. Amanda Biggs, incredible vocalist.
Are you going to have a band with you at the Carnegie on Friday night?
I am, and I'm going to have David Weber on guitar, and then Brant Smith and Brenda Wolfersberger, formerly of a Cincinnati-based band called Wild Carrot.
So how is the evening going to be structured? Are the Troubadours of Divine Bliss going to start it out, or are there going to be collaborations, do you think?
It's essentially, it runs like a variety show, kind of in the vaudevillian style. And, you know, it's kind of a cabaret. There's a running storyline, and different acts come in, and Katie Lauer is going to be there, and she's going to do a little bit of reading, and there's going to be some instrumental stuff by also Cincinnati performer named Dan Erdman. And it's really kind of hard to explain, but it's kind of really versatile evening of entertainment and storytelling and music. And it all comes together in this really lovely holiday romp.
Well, it sounds wonderful. It'll be fun. Thanks for talking with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Krista Detour will be bringing her A Traveler in Winter concert to the Carnegie at 8 o'clock on Friday night, December 12th. You'll find more information at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
Charles, the light is off tonight. I heard you shuffling across the floor. You were so tomorrow.